Yeah! Little bit better today, Slee. A little bit
a little better.
What's the phrase? Time heals all wounds. Is 24 hours enough, or whatever? It'd be 36 at this point, I guess.
Just little finality of it all.
Acceptance. Is that the final stage of the 12 stages of whatever it is?
I've been good since game one. I've been okay. I knew
it was accepted.
You had your Eiffel Tower and your eliminated text to the group loaded up and ready to go.
Why did a piece of me feel a little bit better? I have no idea. I have no connection to this at all. But why the Knicks losing at home and seeing the Knicks fans?
I can't help you with that. I don't know.
Devastated. I was like, I feel a little better.
I feel a little better. I just like watching other fan bases have their guts ripped out. That's
why,
just fun.
But the Knicks have done nothing. And why?
It has nothing to do with the Knicks. It could have been the Orlando
Magic.
Knicks
fans are annoying. New York fans are annoying.
For me, for some reason, and you're right, Knicks have done nothing. There's all that stuff, right? They're up six with like 30 seconds to go. They're showing star after star, former athlete, and then they're all stunned that they're going to overtime. Like, I feel a little better.
Yeah, I just like watching teams lose. That's just fun. Like, if it's not my day, if there was a way for both teams to lose on a given night, I'd choose that. That would be fun.
I think I fall where Emily fell. They're just a little annoying.
Okay, but also Philly fans are annoying. So again, both teams lose? But Philly fans, Knicks fans, New York, basically that mid-Atlantic region I have had to deal with my entire life,
are annoying.
And they suck.
All of them. Yeah. All of them.
We're going to see how Miami, yeah?
Here comes that lady. She's coming in hot here in a second.
It's the city of rental cars.
Yeah, this was from when they won a game a couple of years ago along the way.
Miami's the city of rental cars.
That's a great line.
And plastic surgery.
I don't even know what the knock is there, but I like it already.
Yeah, you do. In the back of your mind, you do. It means nobody's from there. It's all transplants. No. It's all people that came from somewhere else that are there to empty their pockets and then go back to Kansas. That's what it means.
Like L.A.
I thought of you.
A lot like L.A.
I thought of you last night. I know. It's an interesting start to a conversation.
No, that's okay.
I thought of you last night. Do you know why I thought of you last night?
You watched the NFL's Most Vicious Hits with Lady Sleep?
Fernando Mania.
No.
George Brett.
No.
Okay.
Tacos.
None of these. Not at all. Mm. You know why I thought about it?
Jennifer Connelly.
You went walking.
Did, but didn't think about it. Not his fault. Didn't think about it.
We can honestly keep guessing for the next 10 minutes. Okay, go on.
And I don't even have to tell you guys now. I could tell you guys.
No, tell me now. You've piqued my interest.
I thought of Travis because I did something yesterday I don't usually do. Bro, I was in bed by 9:30.
Let's go. Awesome.
Living the life, man.
Yeah.
9:30, I'm like, I'm done.
Can I take a guess?
I shut it down.
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
I bet you feel pretty good this morning.
I texted Michelle this morning. We were doing some of our prep. Right when we finished, I texted her. I'm like, I feel so good
today. Of course you do. You got a good night's sleep.
I went to bed so freaking early. At 9:30, it was lights out.
Here's something.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
That probably happens once a year. So, like, I'm not following it up with another 9:30 today. It's just not going to happen. Like, my body won't allow it. But
I understand
yesterday,
that.
It probably just was, you know, you got to obviously the Lakers season. You're up late on all that stuff.
Your schedule, for sure.
It was like 9:15, and I'm like, I can't keep my eyes open. I don't know what the hell is happening here. I couldn't keep my eyes open.
So as you get a little older, it comes, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff that comes with aging, but there are some good things that come with it as well.
You would know.
Namely, experience and understanding what brings you true joy and what is going to make you feel good, both mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Okay.
Going to bed early is one of those things.
Good night.
That it's just that you used to be, oh, if I get this car and I get this house and I go, it kind of comes and it kind of goes, right? It's this, that, and the other thing. Oh, if I meet this person or if I get to go to this game, it's fun. It's same, but it comes and it goes. But if good dinner, good night's sleep, being left alone, a hobby that you enjoy, one or two or three or four really good friends. You don't need 50 friends. I got four that I can count on. I got five that I can count on.
A movie you can go back and rewatch.
Something that you love. A book. Just the simplest things. Just a chair that you know. I sit in that chair, I'm going to be pretty comfortable. It's those little teeny things. With your shoes. If I like shoes, you may not. But just finding the thing that makes you happy. And sleep for me.
Yeah.
going to bed before you see four digits on that clock is a game changer.
Listen to me. Listen to me. It wasn't even one of those where I was like trying to force myself to go to sleep. I was, if I was in bed by 9:27, 9:30, I was out.
You were done.
I don't remember anything.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I woke up this morning and I'm like, I don't know what day it is. Is it game three tonight?
You're so well rested.
I had no idea what was going on.
Oh my
gosh. Ever feel like you overslept when you feel very well rested? Like that you're like, okay. Oh my God, it's like perfect. It's 8 a.m. I'm supposed to be at work by now.
I didn't feel that, but there are times where you feel like you could feel really groggy if you got too much sleep.
Yep.
I didn't feel any of that.
Nope. You got the correct amount.
Correct amount.
It is a good start. Roars to you, M.
Roars.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You know what happened to me yesterday? I took a nap, right? And I woke up, what, 7 something?
Do you take a nap with the baby?
No.
No?
No, no. I'm a bassinet. I'm scared I might hit him or something.
Yeah.
But I woke up panicking, like, oh, my
Wait,
phone.
7 p.m.?
7 p.m. And Brenda's
it's
like
a late nap.
And Brenda's like, "You okay, dude?" Like, he's like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "You're not going to work. It's barely 7 p.m." I was like, "Oh, okay, cool. I have this mindset of I gotta get ready to go to work."
I'm pro nap when the nap calls to you.
Yeah.
Right. Not like the scheduled
stars align.
It's just like, hey, you know, I'm gonna sit down and there's nobody home. For instance, and this is 90% of how naps happen in my life. There's nobody home. I sit down on the couch for a second, and it just happened. And I wake up, and it's a half an hour later, and you feel
it's the dad
refreshed.
Nap.
It's the dad nap. It's on. The worst version of the nap is you fall asleep when it's daylight. And you wake up when it's dark because now you're just totally screwed up because I supposed to be going? Because when I wake up in the morning to come to work, it's still dark outside. So I'm thinking, do I need to get to work? And then you look, it's like, no, it's 8:15 at night, dummy. You're
and
fine.
And you can't sleep.
And now you can't go back to sleep for the night and now you're thrown off for the whole thing. It's a lot.
So what time did you actually go to bed?
1:30. So 3 digits on the clock. 3 digits still on there.
This guy turned the other corner on the 3 digits.
It makes me a little queasy just hearing that.
I wouldn't be able to because only the time that you fell asleep, right?
Right. But
how long did you nap for?
I would say 5:30 to 7.
Bro,
so 2.5 hours.
I can't do that. If I get an hour and a half in, I'm done.
Like our schedules are a little wacky right now because of the baby.
That's what I asked you when you said take a bit. Not like the baby in the bed with you, but rather like, baby's asleep. Oh, I'm going to close my eyes for a few minutes. Yeah, you sleep when they sleep so you don't go insane. It's kind of the only option right there.
I'm going to text you anytime I'm shutting it down around 9:30. I'm going to text you knowing that you're not going to text me back because you're already
asleep. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, you're already asleep.
It's funny. When I wake up in the morning, you know, like I think probably just about all of us, go to the shower. But once I'm out of the shower, the first thing I check, did anybody call me? Did anybody text me when I went to sleep? Mm-hmm. Inevitably, I've missed 5 or 6 texts, and it's always after 10 o'clock, and my group texts from different people, they're still going. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Good night, guys.
I can catch up
on
those
everybody.
A little bit later. I'm not going to lie. Not going to pretend. I didn't see the end of the Dodger game last night because the Sandman came and got me at some point, and that was that. So I had to go and get caught up right there because the game started 2 hours late because the Bees took over Chase Field. I don't know why it took them 2 hours to get that rectified. Mm-hmm. I've had a situation in my life when my oldest son was 9 or 10. I forget what it was. He had a Little League game. And the game's being played, or it's just about to start, and all of a sudden, we notice there's a swarm of bees on the top of the backstop, mm-hmm. not unlike what you saw at in the Dodger game last night. Maybe it's slightly smaller, but same idea. And everybody's like, okay, it's dangerous, you got to be careful. And so somebody called the city. The city had somebody out there within the half an hour easily, right? Dude comes out, got a long ladder, mm-hmm. puts it up against the backstop, goes up there with his can of smoke or whatever it is they spray on the bees to get him to chill out. He's got a long glove. He didn't have like the beekeeper suit like the guy last night at the Dodger game had. He didn't have the mask or any of those things. He had a long glove. He reaches into the pipe, gets the queen, I'm assuming, puts it in a little cage or box or whatever it is you put the queen in, takes down the ladder. Walks away with the queen, the bees disperse, and Little League resumes. And the whole thing from the time the swarm was noticed to the time the 9-year-olds were back on the field, it was an hour tops.
Wow.
And it probably wasn't even an hour. I would think that Major League Baseball would be able to get it done quicker than the city of Laguna Niguel.
No, city of Laguna Niguel. They got it. They got it covered. By the way, we all, and I think everybody has, growing up in El Cajon, there was always like, well, once a year, there's like a beehive somewhere,
sure,
or somewhere around. It's in one of the trees, something like that. I didn't realize I was allergic to bees.
Like, what's your reaction?
I think I'm allergic to bees. I just remember getting stung one time, and my arm was like as swollen as can possibly be. And I went to the doctor's office. I think I was like facing this way.
Yeah.
Like, what are you here for? And I churn, and it's like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? But I think we. I turned this way, and I was like trying to, you know, play cool, and I turned the left side.
You have a Hulk arm.
Literally, it was like, I don't know, Popeye. It was the size of a freaking
Do you
football.
Carry an EpiPen?
No.
Okay, so you're not like lethally allergic to them.
No, I don't think
them.
So, or if I am, then we'll find out.
Emily, go catch a bee and let it loose in the studio. Let's see what happens if Slee gets stung.
We'll do it for the bit.
I'm too calm around bees where I don't think...
They don't bother you.
You know how people...
A swarm's kind of scary.
Well, okay. Well, of course it is, but this is the mistake people make with bees. The mistake they make is they start swiping at them,
now
the bee is like, I'm basically in survival mode. I'm trying to, I got somebody attacking me. I got no choice but to sting. Yeah, just don't swing at the bee.
Yeah, just leave them alone.
So for, my parents probably, if they're listening, can correct me about what age I was, but I felt like I was five or six. And I was having, for some reason, my birthday party at not our house, but like somebody else's house, our family friend's house. Because I think they had a big house, like they were allowing us to have it. So I was having all of my friends at that age over. And
how old are you?
I think I was five or six.
Okay.
So maybe seven at the most.
Kid.
So I was getting a like an art set given to me by my parents. They're like, oh, here's your big present. And it's a beautiful little art set. I think I still honestly have it at my house. And so they're giving it to me. And as this is happening, my friends are jumping up and down the porch. Little did we know, there is a beehive underneath the porch.
Oh,
beehive
geez.
Comes up, attacks me, and I'm just like covered in bee stings. And thankfully,
no.
I'm not allergic. And I'm crying, and it's really sad.
It's awful.
But then I realize that the day turns around because my parents have gotten this big Costco chocolate cake. And then I was like, okay, the whole day's better. And I got chocolate cake from Costco, and I'm covered in bee bites. So that's my bee story.
A bee sting hurts a lot. Like, it's one of those things that you think of like, okay, yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's more than uncomfortable. It really hurts for a long time, and it aches, and it swells, and it's itchy, and all those things. I've never had more than one at a time. How many did you have? Like, what, 10, 12, 50?
Somewhere like that. Again, I was pretty young,
gosh.
But I do know that it was more than one.
Ugh.
And I was crying, and I was overwhelmed. But again, I had that triple chocolate cake, and I was all good.
Look,
I
mean, there aren't too many things that triple chocolate cake don't make better.
Yeah, listen, you fall, if you're five and you fall off your bike, and you just jack up your arm and the left side of your face, and they give you a popsicle, you're like, I'm good.
That doctor, when you showed him your arm that was malformed,
give me
you
a give Jolly me. Rancher or a
here's a Hershey bar, kid.
Yeah, here you go. Here's some s'mores. Knock yourself out.
You know, I'm not a fan of those. I'm
s'mores?
Sorry.
Uh-uh. You know, it's funny. I like the chocolate part. I like the marshmallow part. I don't like graham crackers, so you can miss me with s'mores.
So you're saying you give them okay. S'mores take a long time. You don't just have s'mores at the ready.
Well, if you're prepared, you are.
No, but you have to have a bonfire. You don't just have... S'mores are a whole
That's the right way to do it.
You're not at the doctor's office and have a s'more.
You never. You go to the wrong doctor.
Call in if you've had a doctor give you a s'more. Like, that is the most ridiculous snack to say.
Guy's got
you
a little campfire in the corner of the exam room.
Yeah.
The coat hangers made all straight.
Okay,
so
s'more Pop-Tart, I will believe you. S'mores?
You never know. You never know. LeBron is tweeting. People are reporting. And the Lakers have a lot of decisions to make. But, Slee, tell me if I'm wrong here. We already know exactly what they're going to do, don't we? That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I want to welcome Emily to P2, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, did you do that on purpose?
No, I did it because I am trying to be a P2 person now.
No, I get that, but did you do the specific thing on purpose?
Is that your spot?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know it was your spot. I had no idea that was your spot.
I park in the same spot every single day.
Not anymore.
You wouldn't be able to be a P2.
On P2, it's nothing but empty spots. Yep, entire second level is unoccupied.
Close to the elevator, by the way.
Guess who is in the one spot that I park in every day? By the way, I laughed out loud. I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny. Like, you took the one spot
I'm
that
curious,
I like.
Is it the one where you have to go around and then you have it as your
so
exit?
You know where the elevator is?
Yep. It's closest to the elevator.
But it's three to the left. I pull through.
Okay.
So all I have to do is go left, right, out.
Right.
She's in my spot, but she's nosed in, so she's going to have to back out. She did it wrong, but she took the right spot.
That used to be my spot until somebody took it.
Well, it's funny when I do it to somebody else.
People go to P2. They'll take your spot.
It's funny when I do it to somebody else. I did notice that she was in P2 today. I got a lot of questions here. We're going to get to LeBron and his tweets and the Lakers' actions thereof. Emily just sent us a picture of the inside of her refrigerator, and she tagged it with, "I've got a Greg Bergman refrigerator." Greg doesn't know how to feed himself as an adult, and he has an empty refrigerator and eats out all the time.
Granted, she just moved. So she has
Emily cooks. And,
I just moved. Yeah. I don't have gas, so I
understand
cannot cook anything,
why
and
it's empty.
I am low on money.
Yeah, okay. I get all of that. I'm not, like, I know this isn't how you live your life, but what's in this is curious to me. Number one, can't help but notice there's a bottle of Aquafina, which you couldn't throw more shade at me for yesterday.
It was the only thing available at the gas station that I was at. I do not have a, what's it called when you filter the water?
Pitcher, a Brita pitcher?
I don't have a Brita yet. And so I had to get water at the gas station, and that's the only thing available.
And she's got a little box of fruit, which looks very good. And there's some sliced cheese. I can't tell what's in those Tupperwares underneath
the
cheese.
It's ham? Like ham and turkey.
Okay, so you got some cold cuts.
Yes.
And then at the bottom, it looks like there's a bag of maybe broccoli.
It's salad bag.
Salad bag. This is my favorite part of this. Hold on, let's see. That's four, that's 16. There's 19 cans of Coors Banquet beer. Not one or two.
Yeah.
There are 19 cans of Coors Banquet beer. I didn't know you were a closet Banquet beer fan, because I love Banquet beer.
I think Coors Banquet is really great. It keeps Southern California chill all season long. But I do think that Coors Banquet is of the lighter beers.
Yes.
American lighter beers. I really like them.
It's a crowd pleaser, too.
Exactly. So, they're left over from a party that I had where almost no one drank them because all my friends are freaking gluten-free, and I didn't realize, and I wanted to have the gluten-full fans be served. So, there's a lot there.
You know what? You're like, if I did not know who lived in this apartment,
yeah,
and I just walked in and opened the fridge, I'm like, well, a 64-year-old Teamster lives here.
The poppy would give me away as
well.
Being
yeah,
a
the
girl.
Poppy is he had a girlfriend over that wanted the poppy.
Right.
This is ham and cheese and Banquet beer.
Hey, gotta blame SoCal Gas for not having me have gas. Otherwise, and I also just realized I probably should have been using my Instapot because I have that. I can cook things with Instapot, but. Yeah, I'm living on rations right
Greg
now.
Greg is looking at this like, damn, that's a
Thanksgiving
full fridge. Look at all the leftovers there.
Look at the whole milk. Don't forget to mention the whole milk.
That's my coffee.
Yep. Emily comes home. She takes off her work boots, puts on her tank top, puts her feet up on the Lazy Boy, and has six Coors Banquets before she passes out in the chair.
Oh, Berg's here. She heard his call.
She crushes them.
Yeah, crushes them on her head.
As I watch another time, the Knicks lost.
Yeah, and she throws her empty beer cans at the TV when the team she likes strikes out.
Yeah,
these guys are a bunch of bums. Ding! Bounces it off the TV.
Did you see her fridge?
I did not see the fridge, but I heard it. I was going to leave it alone. Yeah, that seems, that sounds
that's too full for you,
right?
Huh?
No,
that's a lot
this was,
there.
If this was 2 weeks ago, yeah, that's way too full for me.
She has 19 cans of beer.
I have
in her
no
room.
Condiments.
A lot of beer. I didn't
I have
drink
butter.
That much beer anymore,
Greg,
otherwise
Greg,
I'd be right
on
there
the
with
bottom,
you.
On the bottom shelf, he has bath towels. He has shorts. He's starting to put clothes in there.
I
He's
ran
like,
out
I
of room in my
it.
Closet, Slee. But either way, over the last 2 weeks, I've been much, much better. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm filling up my fridge. There's always food. I've been bringing food to work the last 2 weeks.
What are you packing in?
Wraps there. So it has like chicken.
Wraps that you made or that you purchased?
Made.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You made them.
Well,
assembled
I didn't
something.
Make them, but somebody made them for me.
You knew that's what I meant. Like, you're not folding the little lava.
Oh, that's
bread
why
and
you're
buying groceries.
Exactly. So now there's food in there.
Step one is buying real food.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, no matter how little money I have, I will get Kerrygold butter because it's in there too.
Yeah,
I love
that's
Kerrygold.
Your luxury item's pretty great. I'm not gonna lie.
Because it's a far superior butter, and I will buy it anytime. I don't bake a lot. So this is basically just used when I toast bread. I want to taste good. Okay, so I use Kerrygold butter.
I'm not
it
judging
is
you. I'm
hella expensive
with you.
Though.
Look, I could eat out of your fridge. I'm very pleased with what I'm seeing: strawberries, ham and cheese sandwiches, and banquet beer, and good bread, and Aquafina.
Yesterday, you brought that the fruit bowl that looked delicious.
This was 2 days ago. I took this picture because I knew that you guys would like this. I just didn't give it to you yesterday because we had the Lakers to talk about. But I had that whole fruit thing, and that was my healthy choice.
There you go.
So now is there nothing in there? Like
no,
since
no.
This was 2 days ago,
all the beer is gone.
Yeah,
she's done.
Sure.
12 cans
no
of beer.
Water.
She had seven
no
last night.
She's just watching, and she's watching like random baseball games. It's the Rays versus the Twins, and she's like, come on.
Speaking of the
Arena, what are you doing, man?
The Rays and the Brewers played last night. Did you guys see that fight?
Yeah, that fight.
Oh, yeah.
It was usually baseball fights are stupid because nobody really wants to fight.
No, the bullpen goes running
the
out.
The guy
no
from
reason.
The Brewers wanted to fight and did. Like, so there was a play at first base. And the pitcher's covering the bag, and
chirping,
they start chirping, and I don't know the guy's first name, but Uribe is the pitcher for the Brewers, looks at the guy, and the runner for the Rays kind of chirps. Uribe just hits him in the face. Just like, wham! And I'm like, oh, this is
right.
A real one.
Real
it doesn't happen very often. Since Tim Anderson got dropped by, who was it?
Oh,
Tim Anderson.
By the Indians guy, or the Guardians guy. Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez just flattens his face in. It's like, down goes Anderson.
Do you remember the one that was maybe, it was a couple of years ago, it was Amir Garrett, who was the relief pitcher, and he took on the entire team. He ran over, and the picture is him and like the entire other team.
Throws
it might
glove.
Have been the Brewers.
He's like, you want to go?
He went after everybody.
That's not common where you're saying, I'll come to where you are.
He went to the dugout. I'm going in.
I have a vague recollection of what you guys are talking
Look
about.
It up, and Amir Garrett.
Uribe last night would have fought the entire Tampa Bay Devil Rays team. Are they the Devil Rays or just the Rays?
Just
the
Rays.
He was
God, that's so 90s.
He was very ready to fight. Like, he's like, oh, we're fighting. Cool. We get to fight.
Yep.
Like, he's one of those guys that isn't looking to de-escalate. He's like, finally, I get to fight somebody.
Right.
And he did.
I'm gonna smack someone in the face right now.
It was pretty great.
That's what she was watching when she crushed her beer
on her forehead. throws
was
it
in the forehead
thing.
Or the top of the head?
And
I love it too because we're picking the most random teams. Like, she's angry at, like, right when that game ends, then she's
the Royals
quickly churning
into
another random.
No, I'm doing the Vegas and Dallas Stars hockey game.
Oh, it's a hockey game too.
Nashville forced the game 6. We're going back to Nashville. They beat Vancouver last night.
Don't worry, I was watching the laundromat 2 days ago.
It's pretty exciting.
In reality, I was watching 15-year-old Survivor. I was going back and watching season 18.
But you know who wins?
I don't.
Oh.
Right, they don't look it up.
She's a new Survivor, or newish Survivor watcher.
Yeah, that so makes I'm going back sense. And watching seasons, and I've heard that Token Teens is a good season, so I'm going to watch that season. So don't tell me what happens, guys.
Don't worry.
You're not getting an answer from us. We won't
know. Token Teens. Well, let me tell you what happens.
You're going to be like, Jason wins. You're like, dang it.
So you hated Tangled?
Tangled. I didn't hate Tangled. I just
Challengers is what we're talking about.
Yes. Tangled. I just thought it was not
I can't
for
get
me.
It through my
it was
no way,
it's not,
that
it
was not
I don't
real.
Think it was
is
my demographic.
Was
I can't remember. I still
But what you just said to him, was that real or were you joking?
I still don't know what it's actually called.
Challengers.
Yeah. Tangled is in
I've
my...
I've never I'm, seen him. He's got such a good memory.
I can't
I've
block
never
it.
Seen him
Alan,
get why
remember Tangled? When know. He kept on saying he mixed up the Fields guy?
Josh Fields.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So I was trying not
to mention
again.
Is that the quarterback
again,
or the Astros
so
player?
We can get into
That's the Astros player.
Justin Fields is the Steelers backup quarterback right now. Josh Fields is the pitcher.
His memory is...
I like Josh Fields better.
He's got a really good memory, and then
there's just
a really random, like, one or two things that get in.
So
he can tell you anything about 902 you want to know about.
What do you want to know? Here for you. So you not for you?
What? No, it's just, I don't think, it was a good movie. It was very well done. I think it was just not something that it was my demographic.
I thought, up mine and Mace's alley.
Yes. That's the exact way to put it. And if you know, you know. And you saw it too, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it just wasn't.
Okay. I've also heard.
So, it was, I mean, it was good.
I have not seen Bull Durham.
Burbank.
So, but I've seen IMAX. People compare it to Bull Durham in terms of the.
Really?
I don't
Bull
know.
Bull Durham.
I heard several different people say Bull Durham.
Wait. Hold on a second.
In terms of like.
Bull Durham.
The love interest.
I'm going to get him to watch it if you say Bull Durham.
That is the very best comparison that. I have heard so far because Bull Durham, I love it. It's really funny. B, it's a great baseball movie.
I may
movie.
Have like, hyped this up too much, but.
But it gets like Bull Durham, like what's the other Costner base? One of the other the one in the
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is sentimental. It's saccharine. It's a little. It's not for me. Right.
This is not sentimental or that stuff.
Bull Durham is all the terrible things baseball players do to one another. It's all the stupid things we say to one another. So if it's in that lane.
Yes, it is in that lane.
It's about how tennis people get into each other's minds and F with each other.
Okay.
Yes, that is very much that. And it also has the same, the love triangle of like the one female and the two.
Nuclear Lush and Crash Davis and Annie Savoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine.
See, I remember that, Slee. I remember the three characters from a movie from 40 years ago.
But,
two best friends going after the same girl.
It's a love triangle where all three sides touch.
Is Susan Sarandon entangled?
Zendaya is entangled.
Kinda.
No,
wait,
she's
mean,
in
kinda?
It.
I mean, no, she's.
She's the
she's
star
really,
of the movie.
No, I understand she's in the movie, but I don't think she's really in. I didn't really have her in the middle of it too much.
No, I was saying in Tangled, the movie that he's referring to. But no, I think that like Zendaya is too skinny for you. I think you don't always gravitate towards the skinniest of ladies out there.
Yes.
But. I do think there is an outline structure that somewhat matches what I believe Bull Durham is about.
Yes. So. I agree with that.
You have my attention.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
It's baseball instead of tennis.
When is it on Max or Netflix?
Probably two months.
It's actually going to be on Amazon. You have Amazon, right?
Or hey, Mike, no.
I do have
it's
Amazon.
It's owned by Amazon, so it'll probably be like 2-3 months.
I'll keep you posted. I'll send you a text.
Or when can I get to Jorge's house? one or the other.
Yeah, right.
They just use a lot of things in specific ways, and you're like, okay, I know what you're doing.
The Lakers have decisions to make. LeBron has decisions to make. I don't know exactly what LeBron's going to do, but I know exactly what the Lakers are going to do. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. And I know what I'm going to do, Slee. That tonight there is NBA playoff basketball.
Oh, yeah.
There is NHL playoff hockey. There's Major League Baseball. And you can play all of them on Prize Picks. You can even put them together on Prize Picks because at Prize Picks, you just have to pick between 2 and 6 players and then choose more or less on their statistical projections. And I guarantee you, you're going to be hanging on every basket. You're going to be hanging on every shot on goal, every time they get in the batter's box, because that's what makes Prize Picks the number one DFS platform in all of North America.
All right, like Trav just mentioned, Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members. I made my first $10 deposit, received an instant $10 bonus. If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning $10 into $1,000. Something else to keep in mind here. We talk about it all the time. I'm always playing NBA. You guys know that. I'm going to look at the Clippers game versus the Dallas Mavericks coming up a little bit later tonight. Critical game. Obviously critical players. You could look at Luka for more or less than 33.5 points. You could look at some of the role players or even the stars for the Los Angeles Clippers. James Harden, more or less than 22 points. Download the app today. Use that code 710 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code 710 on PrizePicks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no bread in that fridge, so I'm assuming it's on the counter or something. What kind of bread are we talking about to make those sandwiches? Huh?
You put bread in the fridge?
Yeah. Only if it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, okay. I do.
Yes. I have just honey wheat bread, and then I have some bagels that I've been having for breakfast. So I have bagels and I have cream cheese. I think you see the cream cheese in there. So that's okay. My breakfast.
I just wanted to make sure there was some bread to make those sandwiches. I didn't know if you're just like mainlining ham slices.
I'm Tony Soprano.
You're wrapping with cheese.
Where's the gabagool?
Gabagool, yeah. What, no blank and ziti?
What now, no ziti?
That's right. All right. So LeBron tweeted yesterday, kind of basically tweeted what he said when he was asked the day before whether or not he was coming back, and he said, I'm not going to answer that. What he tweeted was, I've seen, heard a lot of reports about my future. I said it last night. I'll say it again. I do not know yet, as I'm only thinking about spending time with my family and friends. When I know after speaking with the fam, my counsel, as well as my representation about it, then you guys will know. Until then, shush emoji, love crown emoji. Okay, so he had this guy and then the crown, which he signs his tweets with, which for whatever reason really grates on my nerves.
But sign yours with a burger at the end. love burger.
Burger, fries, Coke. I don't know. Anyway, the tweet really, there's not a lot there. He's got to make a decision if he wants to come back, exercise his option, if he wants to opt out, if he wants to explore free agency, if he wants to sign an extension. There's some things that whether he want to play with his kid, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of stuff. The Lakers, I guess, have options. But, Slee, I think you and I, and I think most people agree, while I don't like the plan, I think that the plan is fairly obvious what they're going to do. There's another story about out there about how the Lakers are enthusiastically willing to pay the maximum three-year $164 million extension. Let me say that again. Three-year $164 million extension. The Lakers are going to wait around for his decision, and assuming he makes the decision he wants to remain a Laker, which I think is by far the most likely outcome, they're going to give him whatever he wants. They're going to take whatever roster pieces are on the roster right now, package them with whatever draft picks they might want to send out to basically do what they've done all over again. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, new coach, shuffle the deck, let's go again. That's where this is going to land, right? It's going to take a month or two to get where we need to go, but that's where it's going to land.
It's going to land wherever LeBron wants it to land. So I think that front office is, you know, in a small way, they kind of got their hands tied behind their back, which is, by the way, I hate the franchise trying to operate like this, but they've already let everybody know the moment the season ended. What did they let everybody know? There was a report out there. The Lakers
fire the coach.
Potentially draft Bronny.
Draft Bronny.
Okay. This report about the 3 years, $164 million. I mean, the Lakers are basically operating under LeBron. Whatever you want us to do, we're going to do it. I'm not telling you that that's the wrong plan. I just hate how they feel like they have, this is just my observation, like they have no say in the matter. You have a say in the matter. You don't have to do every single thing LeBron James asks you to do. And even if you're going to eventually do what LeBron wants, I mean, you don't have to tell everybody I got a pair of sevens. You know, like I feel like you're out there, you're playing poker, and you're telling everybody, this is my hand. This is my hand. I just want everybody to know this is exactly my hand. They are letting everybody know, indirectly or directly, to LeBron James, what do you want? You want a three-year deal, you're going to get a three-year deal. You want us to draft Bronny, you're going to get Bronny. You want us to trade Austin Reaves, Rui Hachimura, Jared Vanderbilt. Go down the list. What do you want? You want us to go get Trae Young, who's a part of Clutch? We'll go get Trae Young. I think that's the thing that stands out the most to me right now. I feel like the Lakers are operating like they have no leverage when I disagree with that. I don't think that's the right way to look at things, but I think what you said about, don't we already know what's going to happen?
From the Laker end.
From the Laker. But the Laker end is the LeBron end.
Not necessarily.
When you say, do we know what the Lakers are going to do? I know what LeBron wants them to do, which is what I think the Lakers will eventually do.
That's what I'm saying. That LeBron has a decision to make. Do I want to be a Laker or not? Do I want to play with my son or not? Mm-hmm. Do I want to play for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or
maybe
beyond?
Maybe I'm wrong on this.
He's got decisions to make, that he will make. And then the Lakers, if the decision is, I want to come back with the Lakers, I want to play with my son, I want to be here for three more years, and I want you to trade all those draft picks, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Exactly what's going
to
happen.
That's exactly what they're going to do. There isn't a, hey, look, we'd like to have you back. However, we also want to make sure that we leave our options open. Yeah. We want to make sure that, by the way, your son really is not in our plans. That's something that we're not terribly interested in. There doesn't seem to be any pushback. So while we can speculate about, there's another component of this that we haven't even mentioned. Whoever the next coach is will have to be blessed by LeBron James, right? Mm-hmm. They're not bringing in anybody that he's like, I don't want to play for that guy. That's not going to happen. So LeBron needs to figure out who he wants to have coach him too.
Or
at least in collaboration with it, because they're not going to do the thing, I don't believe, which is, yeah, we can't meet you there. We can meet you at 2 years. We can meet you at, maybe we can trade a pick, but we can't meet you all the way where you want to go.
Why?
Because they're afraid he will leave.
Okay, so this is where I'm going to go back to. Where do you draw the line? And I think right now the Lakers have already shown they ain't drawing a line. Whatever LeBron wants, they're going to give him. But let me play a hypothetical for you. The Lakers go to LeBron James and say, listen, we're willing to work with you on a lot of this stuff, but we're not in the business of throwing out three-year deals right now. Two is the most that we're going to give out. Two is our absolute maximum. Where's Bron going to go? Where's he going to go? Like, what, this whole thing, like, Bron has all the leverage. Bron has great leverage. But you know why he has that leverage? It's because the Lakers look like they don't even own a franchise, that everything is completely predicated on LeBron James. You and I were talking about this yesterday. He's still amazing.
He really is.
And I think that's the first thing that you start with any conversation that you have about LeBron James. Trav, he's amazing still. I mean, watching him in the playoffs, every time that he had the ball, I'm like, there's a good chance something's good.
Can I read you something to that regard? Dan Wyke wrote this in his piece. Mm-hmm. In his 21st NBA season, playing 71 games, the most he's played in a season for the Lakers, shooting 41% from three, he averaged 25.7 points, 8.3 assists, and 7.3 rebounds per game at 39 years old. No other player has ever done that after the age of 30. He's done it five times. Okay? So that's what we're dealing with. It's not...
He's great.
It's...
unbelievable.
He is still one of the best players in the league. Is he as good as he was 9 years ago?
No.
But so what? He's still one of the best guys
in the
league.
How about how he is in the playoffs? How about what he does in the fourth quarters when the money's on the line? How about his competitive spirit? How about all of that? But this is where I'm going to stop for a quick second. Do the Lakers feel like they just have... Does the franchise
finish
not... That's how they feel, and that's incorrect.
But that was what you said. Do they feel like
that's
they
how
more,
they feel?
That's how they feel, and that's how they will operate.
By the way, and I've said this. I said it yesterday. I'm in the business of continue with LeBron. I'm in the business
yeah,
of continue with Anthony Davis. I am in that business. But the 3 years to me, I mean, you can't draw the line at 2 years. Let the guy play his 22nd and his 23rd season in the NBA. You can't draw the line there. I mean, you can't have...
But Slee, at some point...
You can't have...
Aren't you like, if I'm going to do two, what's the difference for three?
You can't have a conversation with LeBron James and say, listen, if Bronny's available at number 55 that late in the draft, we're going to take him.
Sure.
But we're also not going to... If you think we're moving up in the second round to go get him at number 31 and we have to trade some assets, we're also not going to do that. Maybe Bronny doesn't even get drafted. Maybe there are other teams out there that... you know, kind of call a little bit of a bluff here and say, we'll take him with our 52nd pick.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe there's a little bit of that. But
the fear, how real, look, half the time we're scared of things of the unknown, right? We don't know what's waiting for us. Therefore, we're afraid of what might happen as opposed to when you, not to get too deep into this, but when there's something that you're worried about what might happen, your mind, at least for me, it races to the darkest places. I could lose my job. My wife is going to divorce me. My kids are going to hate my guts. I'm going to be living on the streets, right? It's like, and that's going to happen in 4 hours. That if this one thing happens, you go to that place. But if you actually stop and think about it, you're like, okay, that's not going to happen. That's not going to, and you kind of shine a little bit of light on it. It's that fear of the unknown. Their fear, the Laker fear, is he's going to leave, as opposed to, well, okay, but where actually might he land? Now, there's some places he could land, but is that better than not having him at all? In their worldview, it's No, he could leave, and that's the worst outcome. So if that means give him the third year, if that means draft his son, if that means trade away all of your draft picks, then that's what's going to happen. This is a LeBron James decision that they're just waiting to get an answer on, and he's saying, I'm going to go hang out with the fam. I'll get back to you guys later. Mm-hmm. They're just sitting around waiting.
Yeah, I go back to it. I'll keep emphasizing it. Braun is still great. I know Braun is box office. I know Braun is going to sell out arenas, the international brands that come with it. I mean, it's LeBron freaking James.
Sure.
Still the Lakers. Relax. That's fine.
But they're not going to.
I know they're not going to. I'm just giving you my opinion.
I get it if you were the executive for the day, but I'm talking more about fast forward 2 months. I know exactly what this is going to look like.
They've already said it.
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, listen, if you'd have told me if the reports came out after Lakers lost game 5 against the Denver Nuggets, if the reports came out and it was Lakers have no interest in Bronny James, hypothetical, right? The Lakers will not give more than another 1 or 2 year deal to LeBron James. Now, it wasn't that. It was, what do you want? How much do you want? Tell me what exactly it is. Do you want us to tell us? You know, you want us to build you a home across the street from crypto? We'll do it. Like, just tell us what you want. They would do it.
Ask. Oh, really? Ask Bergman next? We're doing that? All right. That's fine.
Fridge talk.
Go ahead and send him in at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa, at Emily Hebel, at JabCamLA. And, of course, you can do it on the phone. 877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. That's how you call in for an Ask Berg on today, an Ask a Corporate Greg. Let's start in Torrance with Alex. Alex, what do you got for Greg?
Hi, good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, so my buddies and I are going on a golf trip in Phoenix in a couple months. We obviously had to get an Airbnb. So we found a house, and one of our buddies has a Airbnb gift card that he's going to put towards it. Should that gift card go towards his portion of the fee, or is that a group thing? How do you think we should handle this?
It depends on how he got the gift card. So I think that it should go to all of it. If it was something where he went to an Airbnb at one point and got a gift card back.
And he purchased a gift card.
Not purchase, or they gave him something back that was a part of a package, whatever it happens to be, then it's his gift card. But he's putting it in, it should go to everybody.
Why?
Because it's a gift card, it was given to you. It was given to you.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Right. No, it should go to everybody.
Okay. Here's the thing.
It's Ask Berg, not Ask Trav.
Right thing to do. Okay. Let's say everybody's got chip in $200.
Okay.
And this guy's gift card is $100.
Yeah.
Well, let's say it's $200.
Yeah. Here's my portion. Boom.
Here's my portion. You could 100% do that, no problem. Right thing to do?
Good guy.
Fellas, let's take this. Let's put it in the pot. I'm still going to pay mine. You know what's going to happen after that? Hey, I'm grabbing a dinner. This guy's doing this.
That's, Alex, what Slee is saying is absolutely right. It should go to everybody just to be a good guy.
Frog is wrong. Christopher Holmes is next.
Frog?
In two words, how would you describe your fashion style?
Fashion style?
Mm-hmm. In two words.
Geez. Non-existent.
Well done.
I mean, just...
Well done.
It's business casual.
Convenience.
Unconvenient.
That's not business casual,
no.
By the way, which I'm on today.
No, if I take off this hoodie...
That's a little better.
Yeah, so
that's a little better.
I put on the hoodie because it was cold this morning, but normally...
What about Valley casual?
Valley casual is not bad.
It's not bad, but yeah, I mean, I usually wear collared shirts. I have a pair of nice pants on. I have nice shoes.
How would you describe yours, Al? Two words.
Very convenient.
Okay. Okay, not bad.
I go to the closet.
Easily accessible.
I'm taking a look.
Easily accessible.
That one's there again. That shirt is clean. Very convenient.
I'm going with Maximum Dad.
That's good. Maximum Dad. I like that.
That's just,
okay.
It's comfortable.
I got one here from Joel B.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm worried for this one. He trolls me so hard.
1 week of nothing but Taylor Swift music.
Okay.
Or 1 week of Cappy trying to rap.
For the
one week, you get one full week of this is what's coming out of your speakers.
Jeez. Okay. So,
listen, the Cappy part of it, I'm sure you're entertained. You're laughing.
Yes.
There's things going on with that. And then there's Taylor Swift.
Right. But like, no matter what.
You have to like the music.
Yes. I can deal with Taylor Swift music. I have a child that will do that. The Cappy thing, that's going to become a problem later on. Like the first day.
Bergman.
Mm.
Imagine you have a lady friend over.
He kind of found the flow there at the end with the yeah, yeah.
Like
he kind of found the pocket.
Here's the problem.
All of a
here's the problem. What happens after an hour? You still have the rest of the week left.
That's the problem. That's what it is, Slee.
You have a lady friend, and she's having to listen to this.
What if she's like, oh my gosh, you know him? He's really
good. She could, but I think after a little while, that's going to grate on my mind. Okay. So yeah, it's Taylor Swift.
M.
I can give you some recommendations if you have.
Sure, I need all of them because I don't know any of it.
So this one is from Marcus Grant. So Marcus,
I know that
asks,
guy.
Marcus asks, does ketchup go in the fridge or the pantry?
Good question.
Oh, that's a great question, Marcus. All right, so
I didn't know there was two options.
Really?
There are.
There is. So this
then
is,
we have to go around the room and tell us what we do.
So this is the way that I use ketchup when I put it in, when I do it. So it goes in the pantry until it's opened. Once it's opened, it moves to the fridge. And that, I think, is the right way to go.
I didn't know that.
I'm completely out of the fridge.
Completely.
It never
goes
in the fridge.
Never goes in the fridge.
Yeah.
I think I just like it a little bit cold when I...
That's why I keep it in the fridge for no other reason. I want it cold.
It doesn't need... But I thought it was supposed to go in the fridge.
It won't go bad.
It will not. It
won't go bad.
It's completely...
It'd have to be in there forever.
Imagine how they keep it out on the table at restaurants all the time.
And then you just refill it and put it on the side of the...
It's vinegar-based. It's not going to go bad.
I always wondered why.
It's not mayo-based.
Yeah.
We always would have...
I think mayonnaise you can keep in the...
Until it's opened.
Yeah.
Once the seal is broken,
also available. You can keep it there.
Fish in the pantry?
Yeah, look it up.
Really?
I think I don't. I don't eat mayo. Period. Yeah.
Chicken once it's open, you keep outside.
Keep it in the trunk.
You
of your
love
car.
Salmonella, don't you?
Jorge,
this one's from Daniel Tapia. He says, "Who at 7'10" would make the best wingman?"
Best wingman. That's I think it used to be Jorge, but I think I know who it actually is. It's Cappy.
Yeah.
Cappy is the best wingman at this place. He's going to talk you up, but he's also going to bring in the females as well.
He's like outgoing.
Yes. Good energy.
He's got
energy.
A little peacocking vibe a little bit. Yeah, so he'll and he's bring funny. Them. Yeah. And then he'll pass you
and
off.
It has to be somebody with off, somebody.
It can't. That's not even a good question. It needs to be other than Cappy because Cappy's the right answer.
We went to a place, had drinks, and it was on the
house. It was. Well, that's why Jorge was the right guy for a while.
He knows what he's doing. he knows what he's doing for sure.
Also, Cappy, absolutely.
By the way, I have an answer to your mayo question. It says, the FDA recommends tossing perishable foods, including mayo, which have been left out of a room temperature for more than 2 hours. Unopened containers of store-bought mayo will keep in the pantry until the sell-by date.
Unopened.
Unopened.
The key
unopened
word.
Until sell-by date.
I don't
sell
eat it,
date.
So I have no idea
peanut butter.
What to
you
do
guys
with
keep it.
It
in the pantry? You guys put it in the fridge?
Pantry.
Go fridge.
Yeah.
Really?
Fridge? Peanut butter? Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter doesn't need to be in there.
I think I've just, since I was a kid, whatever we did, whatever my mom did as a kid, I'm assuming that's
that.
Like,
so,
I wonder about
that's
this.
Like same. The Bible.
What do you do with your batteries?
Oh, I know you're supposed to keep them in the freezer.
No, you're not. You're supposed to leave them out in room temperature, apparently. I just learned that
two
years ago.
Yeah, I thought
that
was a freezer thing,
first
too.
Of all, I don't keep mine in the freezer because I don't think we've ever owned batteries other than when you need batteries and you go to the grocery store, you buy the two you need, and then that's it until you need the next one.
The freezer why would you put freezers in the battery?
They're supposed to last longer or something like that.
My mom always taught me to put it in the refrigerator. So I always had all of my batteries in the refrigerator.
They go in that drawer in the laundry room that never gets opened.
Yeah, it's the everything drawer.
This is from Parker Bell. Never heard of him.
Oh, Parker.
What's up, Parker?
Why doesn't Trav like joining Blue Review?
He used to like it. He doesn't like it anymore, and I don't know why. We try and ask him. He actually, by the way, Slee, he has a link just for him so he can sit right there where he's sitting right now,
nice.
And he can come on whenever he wants. Guess how many times we've given to him, he's come on.
Give us a once.
No, zero.
Okay.
Zero. Flat out zero.
The over-under was half. just think about this. What time? Give me the exact time Blue Review's on.
9:30 to 9:55.
Mm.
A little tough for him.
Well, you guys are prepping from 9 to 9:30.
We finish at 9:45.
You have 10 minutes.
I like to get in the proper headspace to do the Trav and Slee.
Grab a cup of coffee. Sometimes he's got oatmeal waiting for you.
Nothing's changed. You used to come on.
What the hell's you do?
My mornings are filled up. I've got Locked On Rams free and available wherever you get your podcast, Never Behind a Payroll, and there is a YouTube component.
Oh, there is. Oh, that's
I do that from about 7:45 to 8:15. Then I read. I watch highlights. I get up to speed. Sure. And then M and Al and Jorge and I, we get ready to do our show. It's full.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's full.
Those last 10 minutes, you're always welcome, and you have the link to join when you want.
I appreciate it, and we'll see what we can do.
Thanks for the question, Parker.
Who do you know that guy?
I've known him now.
Never heard of him.
Great dude.
He can't fit too much into the graphic, though.
Right. Al?
That's right. I got to go. Okay, so this one I was going to ask you.
I've got plenty more if you're unprepared.
Well, I had one, but I can't remember if we've asked you this question before, so I'll throw it at you anyways.
Yeah.
One championship, any team, UCLA or the Dodgers?
UCLA football.
Ha!
Okay. This will never happen.
You asked me a question. You asked me a question.
UCLA football.
Yeah, I've seen the Dodger championship.
UCLA football get in the 12-team playoff.
Yeah,
and the Dodgers are in the World Series.
I can only pick one.
You want Bruins to run the table.
I want, yes, because I've never seen that. It happened one time in 1954 or whatever it was. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start. I literally am going to start the clock on you on this one. Okay. You have 1 minute. Okay. Because this relates to this question. This is from Crash Override.
I'm going to be terrible at these.
What is your elevator pitch for Emily being producer of the year? Go.
So Emily is actually the best producer that we have right now at this station. It is not me. It is her. How she prepares. How she always has something to say. She's very good at everything that she knows her Rams really well and has the conversations with you guys. She's gotten much, much better when it comes to Dodgers and Lakers content. She also has funny things about her life. She is constantly going out and doing things about that are become content
Five
for
seconds.
The show. She is the best producer at 710.
28.6. Good job. That's a great pitch. Is she a good A?
I think she, you know what? I think she could be. Honestly.
I think she could do it.
I think she
I'll
could
take
be.
Your spot, Trev.
You can have it. You can have it. Yeah. We can switch. I've done that. And then I'm going to be happy to go back. We could do it all over again. We did, Alex. All right. LeBron James is going to be on the Lakers. We can speculate. And William Munger, he's going to be on the Lakers. The question is LeBron James Jr. going to be on the Lakers? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.